PDF Sideshow.
Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of the PDF
Sideshow.
We're not exactly high budget, but fuck it, man.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the DDF Sideshow with your hosts, Miko Bano, Jim Buenavista, Brian Entek, and this guy.
What's Kyle up? Chua.
What?
And this guy.
And this guy.
Come on, speak up, man. Leatherman.
No.
Introduce yourself to us.
Introduce yourself.
Hello, guys.
Hello. Tell me about yourself.
My name is Jeff. Ako yung gumawa talaga ng group dati ng DDF.
This is the man.
The main founder.
The man, the myth, founder. The legend. It is Kyle Chua, the man who had come up with the name DDF, and that stands for Kyle.
Hindi ko na alam. Nagbago na ba?
No, yun pa rin. That's still it.
Ayun, Dark Fantasy. So technically, for Gachimuchi posting siya, kung alam niyo yun.
That's right. We're all into that K-Leather
shit. Dati way back, mga 2016, 2017 nata.
We're all into that K-Leather shit, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
bro.
That's BDSM game on.
What the fuck is that intro? Putang inang yan.
It's a weird-ass intro, but I'll take it. It's a side
show. That's a weird fucking intro. Parang talk show ta. Para tayong talk show eh. Pero anyway.
Late night show with Abaro.
Late night depression.
Anyway, I stumbled across this film from several commentary YouTubers. By the way, the film's name is Cuties. It's a French indie film.
Very enticing.
Oh no.
Very enticing. Yeah.
When you hear it, it's Cuties.
Who would like it?
And then when you see the cover,
the thing is, it's the Jesus. Before natin pag-usapan yung mismong history, mismong film, let's talk about behind Cuties. Cuties is a French film. It's a coming of age drama. You know, yung mga teenager going adult, yung mga they discover sexuality and sex and shit. It's a French indie film directed by Maimona Dukour. I'm sorry kung binatcher ko yung name niya, pero she's a black French woman. It's her inang pinaka directorial debut niya. And
really?
Yeah, it's actually her directorial debut. Ang film na to is
what a debut, huh?
Anyway,
what a debut.
Yung film ay nag-premiere sa World Cinematic Drama Competition section ng 2020 Sundance Film Festival at nanalo siya bilang best director sa category na yon. And kinuha ng Netflix yung rights to actually release it on their streaming platform. And at first, I mean, it seems kind of your typical indie film, but controversy started going around it. The marketing, unang-una yung marketing niya sa Netflix. Sa mga nakikinig sa amin sa sideshow, nasabi na namin, natakil na namin yung topic na yon. But basically, yung paano nila minarket yung film is very, very problematic kasi parang they're promoting child porn, basically. Parang ganun yung presentation.
Why? Why child porn?
It's a coming-of-age film about
Coming of age. Oh my God. Oh Jesus. Becoming of age. Yeah.
Basically, yung paano nila i-market yung film. Hindi pa nila pinapalabas yung film. Ito na kagad yung problema. Kasi parang they're trying to sexualize young girls.
Wait, and film yun?
Huh?
Kala ko nga series
yun.
Film
yun, kala ko series yun.
Film yun. Hindi
ko pinanood
eh. It's a one in a...
It's a series.
Oh man. Oh man, 4 plays about to go. 2 episodes long.
13 episodes of pure, unadulterated, pedophilic fantasies.
Oh, 12
really bad.
12-year-old.
It's actually really bad. balik tayo sa topic. Yung marketing pa lang nun, sa mga di nakapanood, sa mga nakatira sa ilalim Dwayne The Rock Johnson or di pa napakinggan yung sideshow namin regarding the marketing ano, net ng Cuties, parang di medyo problematic nga yung presentation nila ng marketing nila na which is, kung hahanapin nyo sa internet, it looks like, alam yung Magic Mike?
Yeah, I know Magic Mike.
Yes! Yes, parang Magic Mike yung presentation. And
Korean. This phony Korean Jesus, man.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, that was 21 Jump Street, right?
Yeah, Jesus. Kay Channing Tatum. Anyway, nirelease pa rin siya besides several backlashes from the public and nag-apologize ang Netflix doon na yeah, medyo sexualizing nga naman daw. They say sorry and they just changed the film. By the way, hindi Cuties ang pinakapangalan talaga nito. The real name of the film is Mignones. Sorry kung binutcher ko siya.
Mignones!
Mignon. Kung literal ka magsalita ng mga spelling, it's Mignones. Pero hindi ganun yun. Anyway,
what does it mean? Ayung, ano
I don't
niya?
Know. Maybe it's the French word of cuties. What a mouthful name for cuties. Mignonis. I'm not really good at French. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, yeah, sabi ko sa sideshow ng episode natin na I'm gonna watch the film and I give it a chance. Maybe ang stupid lang ng marketing department ng Netflix. Turns out it wasn't. It really is a fucking child exploitation film. Allow me to explain. Alright. Itong film ng Cuties is all about this girl named Amy. She is a 11-year-old immigrant sa galing sa Senegal. Africa, basically. And they're Muslims. Ngayon, yung conflict sa story na yon is yung nanay niya, medyo malungkot kasi yung asawa niya. And basically, yung tatay niya, ikakasal sa ibang babae. And you know, Muslim culture, di ba? Iba-ibang asawa. I think you guys know that. Right?
Yep.
Ngayon, I wanted to be a Muslim at some point. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Alright. Anyway, ito nga ang nangyari. So, yun yung conflict ng film and parang nakaka-apekto sa kay Amy, saka yung sa tao dito, yung batang kapatid niya. I forgot the name of the boy, yung kanyang ano. Ayun, naalala ko na Ismael ang pangalan niya.
Ismael. What the hell is Ismael? Ismael. You know, it's like in Metal Gear Solid. It's like in Metal Gear Solid. Call me Ismael.
That's
pretty good. took you longer to Jesus.
Anyway, ito nga ang nangyari. Meron silang itong yung intro scene niya, parang may religious gathering sila, yung prayer. I forgot what it is called, but after that, kasi nasa apartment sila eh, parang pababa si Amy, nakita niya yung isang babae na sumasayaw-sayaw and naka-tight pants siya.
Yep.
And turns out later na ito yung magiging friend niya na si Angelica, yung nakasalamin sa Cuties. Ngayon, yung suot nitong Angelica na to is very tight na pants. Ooh. And parang
Jim, do not ask how
alam,
tight.
Alam mo yung parang nagba-bounce yung puwet, parang ganun. Tapos masayaw siya eh. And Amy was like, alright, this looks interesting. Parang ganun.
What? God, that is
pero umuwi ka agad siya. Pero okay. Ito ang nangyari. When she got home, yun, typical na schoolgirl, then bumalik siya sa, yun, nag-aaral na siya. And then this scene happens na parang ano ba yun? Alam mo yung mga viral videos sa internet, diba? Yung biglang titigil lahat ng tao. And then dinisperse sila ng teacher nila. And that's the first time na nakita niya yung grupo ni Angelica ng mga dancer. And little by little, naging magkaibigan sila ni Angelica, and then na-discover niya na dancer sila and they're twerking and shit. I don't want to spoil much after that, but this is what I'm gonna say.
No.
Let me clarify. Yung film niya, kung aalisin mo yung sexual exploitation shit niya, na for me, it's actually exploitation eh. Yung film niya is a very common trope sa coming of age na nagkakaroon ng conflict sa religion, and then nagkakaroon ng conflict sa, ano man tawag dito, yung belief, and then yung parang personal liberation ng babae or lalaki. Yun, it's a typical, parang typical na kwento eh. What's really disturbing is how they presented twerking and yung pagiging liberal ng babae. Ang isa sa mga unang disturbing na nakita ko is actually hindi na sa akin disturbing yung mga naka-tight na pants kasi parang naging common na rin ngayon eh na yung mga 13-year-old. Well, I'm not saying it's a good thing but it's already trend. I'm not gonna say much anymore. It's okay.
It's a good trend in the Philippines.
Fuck you.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. No, Jim, Jesus, no.
Ito nakakatakot. May isang scene doon na nag-twerks. Ano may yung parang overpass? Yung camera angling nila sa mga babae na parang it's something na, okay, you don't have to fucking close it up too much on the fucking tits.
Lord. Imagine being the cameraman for this movie.
The Jav man.
Yung camera angling is something na okay, they're like ano may mga tipong mga fangirls sila Kim Kardashian, mga Tana Mongo, mga ganun. So okay, fangirling and shit. Hindi ko sasabihin kagad to. I-skip ko muna yung kalagitnaan na yung kalagitnaan na scene na sobrang the most disturbing sa akin. But dumunta tayo sa susunod nun, which is may isang scene na parang rite of passage dito kay AB, yung protagonist nga na Muslim, na they want her to video this teenager dude na mas matanda sa kanila, yung mga 16-year-old dude something na umiihi. Gusto nilang videohan. Basically, gusto nilang inuutusan nila si Amy na videohan yung guy na umiihi at kailangan kita yung tite.
Why?
Right. I don't fucking know. Walang sense.
Why?
Just because ang nag-i-insinuate kay Amy nga itong si Angelica, which is yung babae sa apartment na naging best friend niya. And then one time meron silang kachat sa parang Omegle. And you know what happens with Omegle? Yun nga, then mga twerking. Yeah, the typical twerking na may putang ina yung angling.
Yeah, I'm imagining it's like ASL, I don't know, the chat's gonna be like this. ASL, F, age,
M16.
AK-47. What the fuck? That happens, dude. When I was on Omegle, when I would be on Omegle, man, there would be like M27 or there would be like M34. And I'm like, holy shit, man. I didn't know I was talking about a fucking assault rifle, man. Holy shit, yo. Or a fucking hand grenade. But yeah. And then they'll be like, what are you doing now, girl? And she'll be like, oh, I'm just chatting, you know, chilling out.
Ito malupit. May video. And then nakita nung guy na bata sila.
Oh, man.
And they're like,
ano sabi ng guy?
Go play dolls or something.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Nagalit yung mga girls and then they basically trash talk him. Parang sa akin, I actually skipped that part. I don't like it. This is not how girls. I mean, I'm not speaking for the young girls, though. I'm not a young girl, but I think that's accurate, dude. Fuck you, man.
Accurate in a sense that some young girls would actually probably react that way if a guy said go fucking play with your dolls.
No. The fact that they're doing sexual shit on Omegle's or like the copycat Omegle site.
Omegle, but yeah.
But still, the idea, na yung idea na they're doing that in a bootleg Omegle for the film. 11 years old. They're not 12. They're 11.
Yeah, that's a bit young, I guess.
Jesus Christ, bro. And then,
I don't think an 11-year-old girl nor a group of 11-year-old girls would actually do sexual shit on Omegle. I would understand if you're like 24 and in need of a boyfriend. I would understand you.
I think I would understand if you're like 15 or, you know, like
the
teenage, like 17, stuff like that. Yeah,
it might make sense that 16, 17, 18, but
yeah, 11
years old, man. Dude, my eldest nephew is 11 years old, and all the time he's just doing Roblox, like study Roblox, Roblox.
Pinoy blocks.
Oh Jesus, my nephew is like 8 years old, bro. Yeah, I have a nephew.
We play Roblox, man.
What? No, man, my nephew Dos is 8, and then you know he's on Omegle. No, Jesus, no.
Chatting with the cuties.
Ito sabihin ko lang, ha, from my experiences with Omegle, guys, I've been on Omegle and I've chatted with, you know, tinatanong ko siya lagi talaga, like, what's your gender and age? And then they would tell me 16 or 18, and I'd be like, nope, you're too young. Nope, 18. No way.
Absolutely.
No, dude. Oh, yeah. You know, for me, anybody below 20 is a child for me, man. Yeah.
Well, as long as they're legal children, you know. I mean.
Oh my God! No, Jim. Jeez. Hand me a hand up.
18 is the legal according to the law.
I don't care. I don't care.
Pinakamababa. Like 12 years.
Ah, 12 actually.
Oh God.
Legal age. Legal age daw is 12 years. Jesus.
May consent.
Oh, may consent, but really? Yeah, it's really fucked up.
Pero,
oh my God.
Dapat bawal talaga yan.
Bawal talaga dapat!
Yeah, I don't know, kasi pag yung magulang mo, syempre pag Muslim kayo, tapos kailangan nyo ng arranged marriage, o di, paano naman? paano i-arrange yun? Sabihin mo, oh.
But as of now, it's not even the worst part of the film, you know, but before I get to the worst part of the film, yeah. Yung Cuties is actually the name of their twerking group, dance group. Yeah, and they started twerking.
Oh,
and there's this funny scene wherein Amy's mom found out she's doing shit, like twerking and such, and earning money. And then there's this somewhat like an antagonist aunt of hers who's very religious. Yeah. Ginawa nila is, parang in-exercise siya. Nakakatawa yung isang scene na parang binubuhos yan sa nagtubig. Tapos parang nagyuyugyug yung itong si Amy. Tapos parang ang sinasabing part doon is parang may demonyo daw sa kanya. And bigla siya nagtutwerk habang in-exorcise siya ng mga Muslim. Like, fuck man, what the fuck?
Hell yeah.
She started twerking. She literally started twerking.
Like a scene I would watch here. Ironically, for the religious
God. I don't even get it. Kasi sa ang next scene...
Na-found out na pa yun ng ano, like... ng mga Muslim team, like mga ganun.
I don't know, they're too busy in Syria, I guess. Anyway, ang nakakatawa kasi dito, ang sumunod na scene doon is yung may imam. Tama ba ang term ko, Miko? Imam?
Imam.
Imam yung internet mom.
You know, I just got a mental image like this mom, right? Suburban like, mom, 42 years old. And then she's on Twitch, man. And she's taking... Yeah, she's taking...
current type.
She's streaming fucking Overwatch or some shit, I don't know. And then she's asking her Patreon subscribers.
Ang sinasabi ko, imam, I-M-A-M, hindi E-M-O-M.
Imam, that would be so good.
Patreon so that I can provide for my children.
And she has a Ko-Fi too, man, and OnlyFans, bro.
Pero kasi Amy Focada yung nanay, okay lang. Itong ang yung exorcism scene is really absurd kasi nga itong si Imam, which is the Muslim priest, sinabi niya sa nanay ni Amy na whatever it is, hindi siya sinasapian ng demonyo.
Okay.
So it's kind of bullshit na merong exorcism siya na parang nagtutwerk-twerk siya na possessed twerking. What? Sabay biglang sinabi ng imam.
No!
Sabay sinabi nitong imam na she's not possessed. Maybe it's a different thing. But yung ending niya is somewhat in a good note na she rejected the twerking shit and she rejected the Muslim life. She just wanna play outside. She just wanna play like jumping ropes or something.
Be herself.
Yeah, your ending.
That's the ending actually. It's quite a good note. But ito yung best scene. May isang scene na sumasayaw sila and Angelica, the girl, she fucking showed her tits.
No!
What? No!
She was dancing. Alam mo yung dancing na seductive? They're doing that. And then ang nangyari is, parang, diba, alam mo yung mga sumasayaw ng mga seductive, diba, yung parang nirab nila yung kamay nila sa katawan nila or something. Angelica did this something na parang tumaas yung damit niya. Kitang-kita mo yung tits ng batang babae. When I saw that, I was like, what the fuck? I was halfway in the film and this is already happening. Halfway throughout the film. It's not even like a climax or something. The thing is, batang babae, tas ganun. Kitang-kita mo. Ang nakakatakot pa, it is a public film for everyone to watch. Ang sabi ko nga sa sideshow, I'd give it a chance sa panoorin, na panoorin ko to. Let's see, baka mamaya stupid marketing na lang Netflix kasi alam mo na, stupid do Netflix, bullshit, stuff like that. Okay, I get it. Ang nakakatakot kasi, I don't think their marketing for Cuties is actually inaccurate. I think it's actually reflecting on what the film is trying to sell.
Oh,
and
man.
the other problem is bago sabihin yun is American lawmakers are actually trying to sue Netflix for actually showing this goddamn film. One of these men is actually Ted fucking Cruz. The another fucking surprising thing is Democrats in America are agreeing to these fucking Republicans. I mean, the fact na nag-agree ang Democrats at mga Republicans sa isang issue, you know you fucked up bad, bro. These guys are uniting for one fucking cause.
The alt-right and the alt-left,
you know, that goddamn muscular handshake in offense of cuties. And nakakatakot dito, Netflix and the director, Miss Maimuna, I'm sorry for butchering the name, they're trying to defend the film. Maimuna told the press that the film is trying to actually give light to sexual exploitation. Parang sinasabi niya na, I'm making this film to show to everyone why sexual exploitation is bad. Yung explanation niya na yun, it's very, alam mo yung parang rush na lang just to fucking damage control your goddamn film. Kasi yung film niya, iba ang pinapalabas niya. Which is yung parang choice ng babae. Yung choice ni Amy. Whether she wants to be a religious Muslim na talagang traditionally pako siya sa tradisyon, or she wants to be a liberated woman. And in which in the ending, she just chose to be a regular goddamn kid and play outside. Yun yung parang message eh. Ang problema talaga, katulad nga nasabi ko kanina, yung sexual, yung parang exploitation.
Yung execution nila.
Hindi yung execution. The marketing pa lang, execution na yun. It's already a problem. Isa pang problema kasi sa film na yun is how they present twerking. Dude!
Jesus Christ.
Kung sino ang storyboarder nila, kung sino ang DOP, kung sino ang director. Why the fuck would you sue a little girl's tits, man?
It's probably Jim.
It's probably Jim, but man, let's try to actually make a comparison. Sabi nitong director na itong babaeng director na to, she wants to show to everyone how bad, why sexual exploitation is bad. Ngayon, with that logic, kung gagawa ako ng film to actually promote why murder is bad, but gagawa ba ako ng film na pagpapatayin ko lang ang mga tao all throughout the film? And then ang message ko, and then sasabihin ko pag in-interview ko, because I want to show everyone murder is bad, or sasabihin, yung ganong logic, it's like, ganun ba ang logic mo? I'm not a filmmaker. I'm just a regular dude watching a film, but I don't get the point that they're trying to come across with this film.
I think what should happen is, let me just see if I understood this correctly. So basically, it's the point is, it's trying to criticize all this fucking sexual shit that all these kids are doing, right? Right?
Well, that's not what they said. So counter argument, ano nga daw siya, it's to show that exploitation is not bad.
Yeah, ang problema nga is hindi naman yun ang film eh. Hindi yun yung pinapakita ng film.
Yeah, dapat ang ginawa. Alam mo yung ginawa nila dun sa Requiem for Your Dream, right? And it's about these drug addicts, right? Yeah. And what they did was they showed increasingly, at first, di ba, mukhang okay, great. You know, drugs are great. Yeah, do heroin. Fuck yeah. And then eventually throughout the rest of the movie, they show na how bad this bullshit actually is for them. Dapat ganun yung pinakita nila sa cuties, kung ganun din yung
they try to damage control the film by saying it's actually promoting anti-sexual exploitation. It's like, no, it's not it. That's not it, bro. You're trying to reach shit. But ito yung nakakatakot na Netflix and sa ganitong sitwasyon. Recently, dito sa Pilipinas, nagkaroon ng debate. That's not really debate, but a proposal from MTRCB that they want to regulate Netflix. And yeah, they want to regulate. Alam mo yung mga TV, ano ba yan, yung PG-13, something like that. It's kind of absurd. Yeah. It's kind of absurd for me because first and foremost, it's a streaming platform. May sariling ano ang Netflix. May sariling ano, diba, ang Netflix. May sariling guidelines sila sa mga TV, something something. And di naman sila TV. It's an internet platform eh. Because if they want to regulate streaming platform, they need to fucking regulate YouTube too.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like China.
Not China. It sounds like money.
Yeah, ito, asamin ko sa inyo. Did you know how much the NTRCB lost when ABS-CBN got closed down
how
in terms
much?
Of revenue? 40%.
Oh. What up?
Yeah.
It's like if I had 100 pesos right now and then ABS-CBN suddenly shat themselves, I only got 60
it's
pesos
like
now.
60.
Ang sitwasyon nga doon sa Netflix is ay sa NTRCBN Netflix is they want to regulate na it's absurd that NTRCB is trying to regulate Netflix. But
they're trying to regulate the internet.
Yeah, ito 'yun eh, ito 'yun eh. Watching cuties. Parang pumasok sa isip ko, if Netflix doesn't even police themselves and shit like this, then maybe NTRCB really needs to fucking regulate shit and other television censorship bodies in other countries. But, yun yung magiging dilemma dun eh. Kasi, it's stupid that a national government is trying to regulate an international streaming platform. But in the same time, international streaming platform is producing horrid content. I mean, hindi naman siguro lahat ng content ng Netflix horrid. So, depende pa rin sa kultura yan, di ba? Alam naman siguro sa Pilipinas, sobrang conservative tayo eh. May dugo nga lang, nagiging black and white na kagad eh, di ba? Sa mga pelikula. Ito na lang masasabi ko sa NTRCB, balik na tayo sa cuties after this.
Yeah,
I think it's stupid na NTRCB is trying to actually regulate Netflix, but Netflix is doing shit like this in the name of fucking freedom of expression and shit. And now, ito ah, ito ang take ko dito. I'm not anti liberal sexual erotic art, something like that, yung mga katulad nung film ni William Dafoe na nagsisex sila sa forest. Nakalimutan ko yung title nun, but it relates to Satanism or something.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. But
run, Forrest,
okay lang sa akin. Okay,
Forrest, run.
Ito okay lang sa akin na gagawa ka ng film, makita yung tits, makita yung penis, makita yung sex. Game of Thrones does it. But the thing is, it's adults eh. Consenting adults tong mga to eh. And I think it's normal para sa akin. But a kid, 11-year-old kid, showing her tits while dancing seductively and then twerking.
No,
dude,
no.
Ito ah, would you want to watch that? I mean, if you watch an amateur version of that, makukulong ka. It's child porn. Ito nga yung ano yung take ko nga dun is okay lang yung mga sexual stuff. Okay sa akin. Okay, walang problema sa akin yan. Like, kung manood ako ng Serbian film or Salo. Or even fucking Bigotten. Kung alam niyo yung film na yon, kung mahilig kayo sa mga black and white film na gore, yeah, fucking watch that. It's okay kasi it's an art film naman eh. Pero para sa akin, crossing the line na kung child porn stuff na, like, sexual exploitation ng mga bata.
Exploitation na yun yung ginawa nila dun sa film eh.
Somewhat, parang ganun eh. Ito, ito sa mga nakikinig, don't take it na anti-liberal viewpoint or anti-open-minded stuff. But the thing is, I really don't like child porn stuff. That's very horrid, lalo may dalawang pamangkin.
No, I don't know, but yeah, kids, man. Although we see them, we know that child exploitation does exist. The Pilipinas pa nga lang eh. Yung inutusan mo yung bata na bumili ng yosi, wala nga sila sa legal na edad, bumili ng yosi. Inutusan mo sila sa tindahan.
Jesus.
Yeah, you're already making them do a crime. Consented or naman yung mga tindero-tindera, binentahan naman sila ng yosi. So yeah, it's already child exploitation right there, but you know, that's the lesser degree. You have the yung mga bata na binubugaw ng mga nanay mo. Ginagawa silang e-girls para sa mga kano, we know that shit.
Isetan daw sa may Thomas Ward.
Oh no.
Ah yes. That's another topic. That's another story for another time. I'll sa mga nakikinig, abangan niyan, magkukwento ako tungkol diyan.
Yeah.
I had experience. I'm not really first-hand experience, but I worked. No.
You have experience twerking. I'm sorry. What?
Fuck you.
Holy shit.
I worked at Isetan, so I know tons of stories about that thing. But that's a story for another time. And tama rin sinabi ni Jim na legally speaking, walang say talaga ang bata. Under 18, wala silang say na kung saan ang side nila or something. Kaya tingnan nga, 'di ba, pag may mga league, may mga custody battle sa nanay kagad by default. I mean, pag bata, pero pag batanda ka na, you get to choose and shit kasi adult ka na eh. Legally, ah, legally speaking to, ah. But I'm not a lawyer, so don't take my word as a goddamn law shit. But that's how I understood the law.
We throw morality out the window. I'm all for it. You know, fucking selling Jesus. Whatever you want. Sell your kids.
Sell your kids. Oh my god.
To end this sideshow. I just want to say to everyone, if you're not into seeing children seductively dancing and showing their goddamn tits, don't watch Cuties, please. And another note, I'm not a pedophile. I just watched the film because I promised our listeners, you guys, that I will watch it and give it a chance. And now that I did, I'm fucking regretting it. I'm sorry.
I didn't watch the film because I might turn into a pedophile. But
what I didn't watch the film because I don't have Netflix.
That's even worse, man. Yeah, basically, I'm the guy who watched the film. So, yeah.
He was a sacrifice.
Basically, Brian and Tuck watch Cuties so that you all don't have to.
That's right. Thank you, Brian, for your sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
So that's right. Chris Hansen, NBI, you know who to arrest.
It's not me.
It's not me.
It's Nico Avaro. No.
Okay, I'm going to add this to my watch list later.
Oh, hell.
No, actually, before that, let's check Pirate Bay.
What?
Oh, no! Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
Cuties, Super HD, tapos pagbukas mo 144 yung...
Oh, shit! Wait. Before I forget, speaking of audience, a shout-out pala kay Jello Santos. Yeah, this is so long in coming. I forget all the time. I'm sorry, Jello. But yeah, we love you.
Kakausana niyan eh. Kakausana niya kasi yan.
Cuties episode pa, no?
I forgot, man. This was the only time. Dude, he asked me like 3 months ago, man. And this is the only time that I... I'm sorry. No. This is coincidental. Okay? I just remembered right now.
That's it for the goddamn DDF Sad Show.
Oh my god.
Follow us on Facebook and YouTube. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Right.
We're now uploading our past episodes of the DDF show, or except for Sideshow, every main episodes of the DDF show are now being uploaded bi-weekly. I don't think it's bi-weekly, but every other week. Every other week, we're uploading the past episodes. We also now have our Instagram. Follow us on the DDF show on Instagram. We'll be posting inspirational quotes from our guests, or us.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we'll be updating you guys there on the latest and the greatest. Yeah. Anything else, Mike?
Yep. And also, of course, you can catch us on the usual channels, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and wherever else you get your podcast fix. Also,
MySpace.
Well, we don't do MySpace no more. The cool kids do Friendster nowadays. That's right. By the way, speaking of Friendster, it's fucking segue. Please watch out for Iron Meme.
Oh.
It's coming out in December. That's right, bruh.
That's the DDF show's Christmas gift to every listeners of ours, including our German audiences.
Yes, because we love you. Please also watch our DDF streams, and we will be doing another game next time. Besides Among Us, we will now be doing Oplantokhang on Facebook. We were just done testing out SWAT 4. It's an old tactical game from the early 2000s. We played it because my PC is shit, and that's the only game that we can actually play. But it's actually pretty good. Oh yeah, you, Kyle, what's your last word before we go?
Just follow my art station.
Yeah, I'll chew on art station. You have Pixiv? Yeah. You have Pixiv, Kyle? You don't have Pixiv?
No, I don't have Pixiv. I'm not.
Yeah, so. Yeah, follow Kyle Chua on ArtStation. That's your name on ArtStation, right, Kyle? And that was the DDF Sideshow, everybody.
Stay strong, stay fit, and say no to drugs.
Bye, guys.